If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors, observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Hey everybody, I wanted to chat a little bit about the power of collaboration and building a community of nature-based educators today. So before we begin and dive into that topic, I wanted to briefly introduce you to the Outdoor Teaching Bootcamp that is opening up on June 1st. This is the first step of our Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program, and it is amazing. It's an online 5-week course that is the hybrid course that offers pre-recorded lessons and also 5 live sessions. And educators that have taken many of my courses, they're all pretty much set up the same. They go through the pre-recorded lessons, and then we meet live to talk about the lessons and what's going on. And it gives them a week to implement and do a lot of the learnings on their own, and then come back as a community to collaborate and talk and troubleshoot and all of that. And many of the educators love this setup because it allows them to not feel like there is this fire hose of information coming at them. It's a nice, easy breezy way to learn, and a wonderful way for us adults as learners to take it all in, apply, and then come back as a community. What I love most about this experience and a lot of the experience here at Outdoor Classrooms is that we've really created this like-minded community. And what I've found in the world of nature-based education is that many of us are working in separate silos, that we are all in our outdoor classrooms with our heads to the ground and doing what we're doing, but we're not necessarily the muscle of sharing our stories and whatnot, and working together, and to find those communities where we can work together is few and far between. And so that is why we put it was really a request from our community to create this Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. But within it, and just within Outdoor Classrooms, is this like-minded community. And it's important to really talk about how connecting with other educators can enhance our own teaching practice and provide that support. So I know we hear that, we read that, and it's so important to, I think, in anything that we do, that we find a like-minded community and a community where we can celebrate and that everybody is equally seen and not invisible in any type of community, that a place where they can share their stories and examples of what they're doing and how it's a little bit different than the other person's, but it offers incredible seeds of inspiration for each other and also outdoor education. And the beauty of all of this is when you get a community of people together, it's incredible to find that there's energy that goes with that. There's a type of energy that could go with a group of people that can come together, whether it's in families, whether it's in something like this in terms of a group that's working towards a goal, or even in our membership community, but it can be in any facet of learning, and how important it is to What I see in our Outdoor Classrooms community is that this incredible like-minded community coming together is truly creating a movement that is changing the face of education. So the more of us that are taking our children outdoors, no matter what phase of teaching outdoors that we're in, the more that we can take our classrooms and our children outdoors, the more that they're going to be connected to nature, and the more that normalizes that experience. And I also truly feel that this is not just for young children, and that we really need to start that dialogue and conversations about how can we integrate these outdoor classrooms and these outdoor experiences with older children. But today I really want to talk about just adult learning, us as adults learning, and how we can really emphasize the benefits of learning together and creating this experience of collaborative learning environments. So I have learned and see in the research that adults learn best through shared experiences and peer interactions. And with that is why one of the reasons why we've created the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program and also the boot camp, which serves as the first step to the certification program. So highlighting the benefits of becoming certified and how it can impact, like I said before, us as educators, but also this movement of nature-based education. And really talking about the concept of community building. And what I found so interesting is when I started the Outdoor Classrooms podcast, this podcast that you're listening to now, it started in the middle of COVID, where I felt almost a whisper from, this is going to sound weird, but it's sort of a whisper saying, you know, we really need to share our outdoor classroom stories. We cannot continue to work in these separate silos. And how can we do that? How can we share our incredible outdoor stories that can then, and in essence, it goes into the history of storytelling. And how can we tell these incredible outdoor stories so they can be taught and learned throughout the years to come? And so what does that mean in terms of community building and being part of a like-minded community? And why does that matter? So having this community of like-minded educators is crucial for personal and professional growth because we're sharing our knowledge and our resources. And what I love most is that we have educators from all over the country. So to hear their stories in different parts of the country, just how similar they are and how they might be a little bit different and how we can share these resources and lesson plans and teaching strategies to truly make it easier to implement effective outdoor learning. So we're not necessarily reinventing the wheel all by ourselves and staying isolated. And it's a choice. It's a choice to accept and receive support and encouragement, highlighting the emotional and professional support that comes from being part of the community. And again, I ask you, what communities have you been a part of? And how has that enhanced your experience? It could be that you go work out every morning at the YMCA. It could be you're in a walking club. It could be in any form. But imagine if it was this community that you felt a part of, that it was, you could even be a part of a gardening community, which is actually a part of outdoor classrooms. It's one of the four types of gardens that we talk about is the gardens that feed. So thinking about being a part of a gardening community where you are learning what to plant when and how we all share this passion. So it's a passion of being outdoors. It's a passion of teaching, a passion of being creative and coming up with creative solutions for our children. It's a passion of working with children and watching them grow and thrive. So it's incredible to witness and see and how you all can get involved in finding that community. So I just wanted to share that we have an incredible, incredible community here at Outdoor Classrooms. We have sort of two paths, so to speak. We have one path, which is our Outdoor Classroom Circle membership. And I call it the Circle membership because it is a community where it's not me at the top of the mountain saying, this is the way it is. And it's a community where we are a circle, where we are coming together and we have educators from all different facets and all different stages of teaching outdoors. And it's not just folks that are beginning teachers that are just beginning. We have folks that have been teaching outdoors for years and years and years. So sharing their stories, being a part of this community, I had one member said it's a little bit like therapy. You know, I'm out there doing this all by myself, and then I come to this group, and it's amazing to see and be with so many different like-minded educators that share that same mindset in teaching outdoors. I've had other members that I've seen grow tremendously that they said when they started, they joined, they sort of sat on the sidelines and just listened because they felt so green. But now they are leading us in the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. So I've completely done a 180 while in the program. So again, it's a beautiful, beautiful place to be. The role of the boot camp is to set up that foundation for all our educators that are interested. So again, we have our Circle membership community. That is one option. That's sort of the, I don't know, the lighter option if you just want to be a part of a community and so on and so forth. I've had many people be part of the community and choose to go into the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program, which is kind of a deeper dive, so to speak. And that is truly a year-long journey where we begin with the boot camp, which is a five-week class, and it's all online. And we talk about the five phases of teaching outdoors, and it is incredible. And again, it facilitates the connection and serves as a platform for educators to meet and collaborate and really find out where they are in the five phases of teaching outdoors. And then I won't get into the whole, but there's two more steps of the teacher certification program as well. So it's a deeper dive. And it's truly an invitation for adult learning, us as educators, and really truly understanding the principles of adult learning and how we can highlight these characteristics and being self-directed, goal-oriented, and bringing to life your life experiences, but truly taking your own teaching to the next level. I've had educators that are like, okay, I'm ready to dive in and go to the next level. And with this, in terms of today's topic, is really talking about that collaboration and us adults really inviting this collaborative learning where we can engage and be motivated by each other. And it's an exciting place to be because I think teaching can, if we do it year after year after year, and if we don't enhance our own learning, it can become very repetitive. It can become very flat. It can become very lackluster. I think that if we keep doing the same thing, we and not feed our own soul, so to speak, that it becomes that flat, and then I think we become resentful. We become a lot of other things get in the way. So in terms of moving forward, I invite you to join us in the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program, and I invite you to join us in the boot camp on June 1st, which is absolutely amazing. And if you have any questions whatsoever, even if you want to chat, I invite you to, I have open one-on-one discovery calls, so you can go on my website at www.outdoor-classrooms.com, and you can find if you go a little bit down the page, you'll see the one-on-one calls, which will take you to my calendar. I would love to learn more about your program. I would love to invite you to be a guest on the podcast to share your outdoor classroom story, and I'd love you to check out the Circle membership and also and or the certification program and kick off with the boot camp. And again, you don't have to take the whole certification. If you are just interested in the boot camp, they are all the courses are sold separately. So again, just chatting about the essence of us as the power of collaboration and building a community of nature-based educators. And the way I see it is changing the face of education one outdoor classroom at a time. And why not put your outdoor classroom story out there, share your outdoor classroom story with fellow educators, be a part of a community where we can build, grow, sing, song, laugh, cry, all of that together, and really, you know, grow with a family. And I was coming home from visiting my own family this past weekend. It was celebrating my mother's 92nd birthday. She would not be happy that I'm sharing her age, but we were all down there for her birthday. And I was in an Uber on the way back, going back to the airport, and he was noticing my family all sending me off, and he was just beautiful. He was sharing the importance and the essence of family and how to have that is so, so important. And, you know, I love my family and everything that comes with it. And I also love this family. I consider this group and the outdoor classrooms as a family. So if you are looking for family, if you're looking for that feeling of being in a family where we are all sharing and learning together, and building that community of nature-based educators, this is where it is. So you don't need to look any further. So come join us. Again, there are many ways to do it, through our Circle membership, through our teacher certification program if you want to dig deeper, and even if you're not sure where to start, just give me a call. Sign up for one of our one-on-one discovery sessions. So again, it's incredible to think about the power of collaboration and how we as adults can put ourselves into a like-minded community and begin to grow as learners. And if and when we do that, we can find ourselves spreading that love, spreading that ripple effect in terms of putting that pebble into the pond and then having this incredible ripple effect go out. So you're not only touching, you're having yourself grow, and by having that grow and feeling inspired, you are impacting the children in your care, you're impacting your own family, you're impacting the parents of the families that you're working with, you're impacting the greater community. So that energy, that positive energy that you're putting out there is having this incredible impact. So with that, I hope that you can share. If anything, join us on our Facebook page at outdoorclassrooms.com and share what's going on in your world. And I would love to, again, learn more. The podcast has been an incredible tool to be able to share your stories. So if anything, you know, give us a call and join us. So thanks again for your time. Thanks again for all that you are doing to reconnect children with nature. And we'll talk soon. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Before we sign off, we have an exciting opportunity for educators looking to bring learning to life outdoors. Consider enhancing your teaching journey with the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. This program empowers educators to transform any outdoor space into a dynamic learning environment. By joining, you'll gain skills to inspire students and foster a deeper connection with the natural world. Interested in making a difference with outdoor learning? Visit www.outdoor-classrooms.com to learn more about enrolling in the certification program. Don't miss the chance to expand your teaching toolkit and inspire the next generation with the joy of outdoor education. Thank you for listening, and remember to subscribe to our podcast for more inspiring content. Until next time, keep inspiring young minds.